BlogTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV Flipper Flop Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rap, and you're listening to the greatest rap.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Everyone, welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at Gerwick.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or I shouldn't have said Gerwick.net because we're not even playing there anymore. I'm sorry, see, I screw up the plugs. But if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. I greatly appreciate it. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer, slash co-host, slash handyman, Sir Rockin'.
So,
I wasn't looking at it before. You give me crap about it. I wasn't looking at it.
We were just talking about it, though.
I told you I was going to screw it up. I told you.
What I told her to say is in red and black in the sheet.
I wasn't looking at the sheet.
Thanks for following along at Wild Talk Radio, at Lindsport, at Rack Radio Show. Come to WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioshow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Interact with us there. We're going to have a lot of things to talk about on this program tonight.
You know what? You can fix it in post.
We'll just move on, he says.
Anyway, yes, we do. We have a lot to get into tonight. We're in one of our tweener weeks, and, well, we're not ready to talk about WrestleMania yet, but we do have some news. We've got some notes. NXT, SmackDown, 2 weeks, all your favorites. And, yes, I believe we are doing Fortnite with friends. For anybody that's curious, I know that we've been slacking the last couple weeks, but people have had to work, people have been tired, people have been busy. So, yeah, it's been a minute. But, yes, I think tonight we are actually all playing Fortnite with friends in some variety. I have no idea what we're doing. But we will be there, so you can tune into that after the show. And speaking of tuning into things, we dropped content today.
It was a big old content drop here on the Rack.
We got three shows for you. We've got this one that's on the air right now as we speak. Oh my God. And then we have our review of the WWE cookbook, which y'all, you need to go look at this thing. It's amazing.
It is the punniest book of all time.
I have the ultimate respect for the people that wrote this. I mean, I'm so proud. So you need to go listen to that. And we dropped our review of episode 9 of Total Bellas. So if you're a fan of the Rack Extra Total Bellas, go check that out. But wait, there's more coming next week, I believe.
Two weeks.
Is that right?
April 2nd.
April 2nd is Ms. and Mrs. That's right, guys. It's back. It's 100% back. We got a sneak peek of the first episode, and y'all are going to lose your minds.
It is great. So, the Rack Extra review is Ms. and Mrs. Season 1.5 coming very, very soon. Important show note, we will not be live next week.
Yes, I have to go out of town, so we will not be live next week. We'll be pre-recording something and dropping it at some point on Thursday. Everything else is going to run as normal, except I won't be here for Fortnite with friends afterwards, but that's okay because, you know, the boys can hold down the fort.
Right. So, yeah.
As it were.
We're not going to be live, but we'll probably do Fortnite with friends maybe during that block at some point to make up for the fact we're not live with The Rack, but there will be an episode of The Rack live. Not live. Will be an episode of The Rack next week. That's
live,
all.
But not live. How about that?
Live to tape. It'll be live the first time you hear it.
Yes, Matt, I am a creature of habit. You do this for so long and you autopilot stuff at some point, and I can completely 100% autopilot the outro and the intro to this show without even thinking about it. I usually do. So that's why it's like if sponsors change or names that we drop at the beginning of the show change, it takes me like a month to 6 weeks to adjust that whole autopilot setting before I can do it again, because otherwise exactly what happened will happen and I'll just be like, hey, here's all these people that we're not even supposed to mention anymore, so go me. Speaking of that, let's jump right into the news brought to you by our friends over at mbgfilms, youtube.com/mbg1211. Plug the hell out of Matt tonight, because why not? He's our friend. And we're gonna go with one of the big stories this week. There were two that really got dropped. And the first one I want to talk about, because it's a very interesting move. It's the end of an era. WWE, after God only knows how long they've been at this building, is selling Titan Towers.
Yeah. The Titan Towers is being sold. They're going to be moving their whole entire office complex to a brand new building. They're going to end up moving their production facility that is off-site from Titan Towers, probably closer to this new complex, or even into this new office complex that they'll be moving into in 2021. They're going to be renting this building and for 16 and a half years or whatever it is. I wouldn't be surprised at some point if they buy the building.
Yeah, this is probably, I think right now they're saying that they're going to lease it, but they may work out like a lease to buy, or they may just go ahead and buy the building. It should be noted that this building is a much more updated facility. If you want to read the press release, you can. It's on WWE.com. You can Google map the address. You can check out the building from the street view, which I'm sure plenty of people have. It's a little creepy, but I did it, not going to lie, because I was curious. And it is a much nicer building than Titan Towers is. It's actually two buildings in one. They have one office building that's a taller building, and then it looks like there's a smaller building next to it. And I'm not sure if that's where the cafeteria is, but this basically allows them to go consolidate multiple spaces that they have in and around Stanford into one space, because I think that was the main problem with Titan Towers, is it was just literally office space. They couldn't necessarily have their production studios there, and from what I understand, the production studios were not in the best part of town, so now they can move everything into one place. All their employees are going to the same place, and it's just a better setup for them. It should also be noted that Titan Towers was not the most up-to-date facility, and from what I've gathered, it was kind of run down. It was at the very least a little dated, and it's probably cheaper to sell it and move and get something newer than it is to renovate an entire office building.
Yeah, and with the way technology is growing and the company is growing, different, you know, facets of the company are changing, we need different office. We need to get everyone into a different office environment, and it happens in every company from time to time. You have to move buildings. And for WWE, this large company is moving its hundreds and hundreds of employees to a brand new facility. It's a big story, but it's not a big story. at the same time.
It's more it's the end of an era, right? Because Titan Towers is somewhat iconic to WWE. They used it, at least in the Attitude Era, referencing back to that time, for a lot of things in terms of shooting commercials, shooting video, all that other stuff. It's like, it's synonymous, right? It's the shot of the building with the WWE logo, the flag up top, yada, yada, yada. They did the Raw intro on top of it way back in the day. I mean, it's Titan Towers has figured heavily into WWE's history. So, you know, to see it go, it's like, I understand, because they can probably get a pretty penny for it. And whoever buys it may redevelop the land. They may reuse the building. Who knows? But it's just kind of interesting to me that they're selling it now.
X-Pac tweeted, as much as I tried to embrace change, I'm sad about things like WWE selling Titan Tower. I had a key to Titan Towers for my first WWE run. When I returned in 1998, the key still worked. Because he left for 2 years, key still worked.
Yeah, I mean, they're not going to change the locks because people left. I mean, you think, but I mean, realistically, you think about that building and you think of all the people that have, like, just superstars alone that have come through that building and the history for wrestling that has happened in that building, both good and bad, is incredible. So to see it go, it's, I almost wish they would keep it and, like, turn it into a museum.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, just rededicate the space to, like, taking stuff out of the warehouse and setting it up. Like, you can tour Vince McMahon's office and Triple H's office and that kind of stuff. Like, that would be really cool, but I know they're not going to do that because, again, that part of this is also generating revenue. They can sell the Titan Tower space. They can end the leases in the other spaces. They can consolidate everything down and probably pay a little bit less money for what they're doing now and dedicate that capital elsewhere. Or they can use the money from the sale of Titan Towers to fund the lease. I mean, it's who knows what they're actually doing with it financially, but it's sad to see it go.
It is.
But yeah, so fare thee well, Titan Towers. There is no buyer yet, but I'm sure that'll be announced here soon. Or not. Who knows? Moving on, the other big story of the week is AJ Styles got a puppy, y'all.
What?
He got an adorable little puppy. Oh my god, I'm not sure what kind of dog he is. I think he might be a Dachshund. Or he might be some kind of hound dog, but he's just completely cute. And oh yeah, by the way, he re-signed with WWE, but the puppy.
But the puppy.
The puppy, guys.
The puppy is the big story.
That was the most trolly way ever to announce that you've re-signed your contract. I loved it.
It was great.
Then he's like, hey guys, look, I got a puppy. By the way, I re-signed, but my puppy. It was tremendous.
Yeah, AJ wasn't going anywhere. We've been telling you that forever. He wasn't going anywhere. And it was all about figuring all the dates out, getting all the perks, deals, etc., etc., etc. AJ Styles is staying with WWE.
AJ's making the money now. That's what AJ wants to do.
He's making the money.
AJ wants to make the money.
And he's having really good success in WWE. Why chance it? Why go back to Japan? Why go to an unestablished AEW? He's been there, done that with a startup.
Yeah, and that didn't work out so well for him. Not to say that AEW is not going to work out. I'm sure they'll do fine, but I feel like for AJ, at the stage that he's at in his career, the fact that he has 4 kids, he just really kind of wants to settle in and set up his future, and that's essentially what he's doing right now. He doesn't have to do the indie grind. He has to do the WWE grind, which is a little bit different, but you know, he can work that out in terms of scheduling where, hey, maybe he doesn't have to work as many dates. Especially given the amount of success that he's had, the amount of money that he's made them, he can sort of maybe have a little bit lighter schedule, and, you know, they can sort of maybe move him more to a feature performer as opposed to just a all-in performer. So I think this is good for him. I think it's a smart move. And like I said, he's setting up his future with this, because I promise you he didn't get paid mouse nuts.
No. He's going to work the full schedule. He may have a weekend off here, a weekend off there. But it's AJ Styles. He's working.
So, yeah. So, good for him. Congratulations. Congratulations, because somebody else signed a contract with WWE. They did not get a puppy, though. That is DJ Z, so he will be reporting to NXT shortly. Ow.
Long live the horn.
My ear hurts now.
Long live the horn.
Death to that horn.
But that's the DJ Z horn. The horn. I had to.
Uh-huh.
I did.
Hey, I just saw a comment in chat. Somebody said, damn Twitch Twitch pre-roll ads. You know how you can prevent pre-roll ads, y'all? You know how? It's awesome. It's a great thing. If you have Amazon Prime, there's a little button at the top that says Twitch Prime. You may have a free subscription. Check it out. Click the button. You never know. That prevents those annoying pre-roll ads, because we all hate them. But yes, Ash, they are annoying. And you're talking to somebody that does advertising. I hate pre-roll. But yeah.
I didn't even have to plug it. She did. There you go. Moving on,
I'm watching the chat.
Well done. She's learning. Finally. Let's all give her a round of applause.
I hate you. God.
Blame the sugar in the milkshake. Anyway, let's go. Let's continue.
Staying with signings, moving away from WWE for just a second, AEW signed Allie away from Impact Wrestling.
Yeah,
so,
that was a little bit of a shocker, because she's been
involved
with the story with Rosemary and Sue Young and all that. And yeah, she's moved on from Impact. She's signing with AEW. It's interesting. We'll see what they do with her and see how they go. There's all the luck to AEW, but until they actually do something, I really can't comment. Next.
I just have to say this. It's a better opportunity. And I don't mean that in a negative way. What I mean that is that the writing is on the wall for Impact. Impact is not going to get any bigger. It's continuing to shrink. It's continuing to struggle. They don't have a TV deal. They're streaming on Twitch. Not that there's anything wrong with streaming on Twitch.
Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTLF.
Ding! But when you go from being on Spike TV to streaming on Twitch, that's a huge decline.
Yeah.
For the company. Its glory days have long since gone, and Allie is looking to bolster her career. She's not going to do that in a declining company. AEW is completely unproven. Nobody knows what it's going to do. So there is the chance that, yes, it could go the route of TNA and it could fail, or it could be a huge success. You just don't know. They have the money to be a success. We'll see what Cody and the boys do with it, but this is the perfect opportunity for her to get in on the ground floor to help start the company. They could make her a key feature of the women's division that they're building, and she could be potentially turn into a huge star.
Could.
She could. I mean, she's rolling the dice at this point, and that's all she can do. Again, like I said, AEW could fail or could succeed, but she knows what she's got in Impact.
Now, speaking of Impact Wrestling, they have reestablished their relationship with OVW Wrestling to become their developmental territory once again here in the United States.
Do they have the money to do that?
Yes. Impact actually has the money.
Wow.
Impact is full of money.
Oh, that's right. It's the first of the year. That's right. That's right.
No, they're actually doing well financially.
Good, good, good for them. But yeah, moving on, awkward transition, because I don't have anything for this. Adam Rose officially announced his retirement from wrestling.
Aww. So,
no more Rosebuds.
It was a great, catchy song.
It really was. It was a great song. But yeah, so sad to see Adam Rose officially retire. He's kind of had a quiet career of sorts since he left WWE because there was that whole debacle. So I'm sure
he's moved away from the wrestling business.
So he's moving on. It would be interesting to see if he does become a trainer or if they do quietly bring him back as a trainer or somebody else picks him up. Because he does have a lot of knowledge. He's very good at what he does. He knows characters. He knows how to create characters. And so it would be cool to see somebody pick him up to help foster the next generation.
What was interesting, and there's a picture floating around the day he announced his retirement of Adam Rose and then all these Rosebuds around him. It was Carmella, it was Braun Strowman, Becky Lynch, all these stars, and then Adam Rose.
He's the star maker, what can you say? He knows talent when he sees it?
I guess so.
We'll go with that. Speaking of, you know, characters and stars and all that fun, happy stuff, Big E is set to play a wolf with a cannon. Does it shoot pancakes? I have to wonder.
I don't know.
On Adult Swim's Laser Wolf.
Yep, that's cool. He gets to be an animated character. That's something cool and different for him. Congrats.
That'd be fun. He'll be very good at it. I imagine he will be very, very good at it, just knowing what he can do.
Yeah.
And last but certainly not least, we have this year's Warrior Award winner. We are not going to get kicked in the feels this year, y'all.
Well, we may.
We may, but it's going to be a different kick to the feels.
Uplifting feels.
yes, very uplifting. The award is going to a longtime WWE employee. She's a 30-year employee who has worked in the community relations department for WWE, and she essentially has established the relationship with Make-A-Wish, and she works specifically with those types of opportunities for them and sets all of that up in terms of the charity work that they do, I believe, especially with Make-A-Wish. So congratulations to Sue Atkinson. Atkinson? I'm so sorry if I said your name wrong.
We'll find out at the Hall of Fame how to pronounce it.
We'll find out at the Hall of Fame, but yes, congratulations to her for a very well-deserved award.
From everything I've read, she's a very nice woman. She's done great things. Everyone has nothing but nice things to say about her.
She seems like a nice woman. She looks like a nice woman just based on the picture. She's one of those people that works behind the scenes. I'm sure she works tirelessly behind the scenes to do what she's done for the company. And I'm sure her role has grown over the last few years, just given the amount of charity work that WWE has expanded out into. So she should be applauded for all the good work that she's done, not only in the charitable community, but also in the company as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
So she 100% deserved to her. So congratulations sincerely to her.
Yes.
For this. So I think that does it for the news. What do you think?
It does. I think it's time for NXT.
NXT.
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this week's NXT was basically one match and one sort of angle. And they all tie together. A couple weeks ago, in the Blame Brent, we announced that Tommaso Ciampa had a neck injury, and he had surgery. Because of this, they had to do something with the NXT Championship. And after what happened last week on the show, everyone was thinking it was Ciampa and Gargano at TakeOver. That was Hunter's plan when he walked out to, was going to come to NXT this week to do. He was going to announce it, make it a big deal. But instead, he's holding Goldie, and Ciampa's nowhere to be found. And it was officially announced that he had vacated the championship. He's made some comments on Twitter about it was the greatest 270 something days of his life, but the show must go on. And so at NXT TakeOver, it will be Johnny Gargano in a best 2 out of 3 falls match for the vacant NXT championship. But how do you get there? You need an opponent. So they announced a 5-way match featuring 4 former champions and the undefeated and an undefeated superstar. You had Ricochet, Adam Cole, Aleister Black, Velveteen Dream, and the undefeated Matt Riddle. They all would battle on this show, with the winner becoming the number one contender and fighting Johnny Gargano at TakeOver. So we had promos throughout the night leading up to this big, big match. Thoughts on Hunter's announcement and what's coming?
So, it's really sad to see Tommaso Ciampa be dethroned as champion this way. It's almost fitting for him that he doesn't lose the title to anybody. They have to take it away from him.
Mm-hmm.
He put out this really sad tweet when the announcement happened of, you know, hold on, let me see if I can find it real quick because I was looking it up. But he basically referencing that the last 200 and whatever days that he had been champion had been the best days of his life, and that part of him died tonight because he's no longer champion. I mean, the dude picked up the ball and just ran out the door with it. Just the work that he did as champion was tremendous, and I'm sure he'll come back and he'll pick right back up where he left off, or he just comes back and goes right to the main roster. I'm not sure what's going to happen to him. It all depends on how long he's out. But yeah, I mean, this was the appropriate way to handle this, the fact that you had Hunter come out with the title. I really almost wanted to see them fight Tommaso for this title. Like, he just refuses to give it up. He just absolutely refuses to give up Goldie. He's holding on to her. He won't let her go. She's his. And so they're forced to do the only thing they know to do, which is they just get another title and use this as a way to debut a new NXT championship. But you don't have to. So I just thought it was really, really, I thought it was really good the way that they did this. To have Hunter do it is appropriate. 100% appropriate. Plus, it got me a point in fantasy. So, you know, I'm never going to complain about that.
Speaking of another point, you had Io Shirai, Kairi Sane. They were doing a photo shoot with an interview, and they were talking about how they're friends, and they don't care. They don't mind wrestling each other because their friendship won't get in the way. Bianca Belair came in and talked how she would have beat Io last week if it wasn't for Shayna. She mocked the Kairi Sane, and well, yeah, Belair still, in her mind, Belair is still undefeated.
did.
So then we get to our main event. The one and only match on the show, Aleister Black, Ricochet, Velveteen Dream, Matt Riddle, and Adam Cole battle for the shot at the NXT Championship and NXT TakeOver. And it was Adam Cole pulling out the victory. And now it'll be Cole and Gargano for the championship at TakeOver.
I don't think anybody's going to complain about this. I think we're all 100% fine with it. This is good. We'll take this. I mean, it's really sad that we're not going to see Ciampa, but Adam Cole versus Gargano, yes, please.
Oh, hey, Brent. Hi, Brent.
Brent!
Did you catch the news? Did you catch the news, Brent, earlier? Maybe. We'll see if he responds.
No.
Did you catch the news, Brent?
No. Don't you do it.
He didn't catch the news.
He can listen to it on replay.
But he didn't catch the news.
He can listen to it on the replay. But he can download it.
Where at?
RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or he can watch this video back on Twitch.
But.
No.
But.
No.
But.
No.
Sorry, Brant. No, his favorite wrestler, DJ Z, is signed.
The foot is down.
But I could lift the foot up.
The foot is down.
But I've learned the foot can be raised.
The foot cannot be raised.
But the foot can be raised.
It can't. It's down.
But it can be raised.
It's down.
Check out the Rat Connection reviews. Ms. and Mrs. coming soon.
There is no
they
horn
want
command.
They want it. They want it.
I don't care.
The chat wants the horn.
Brent wants the horn.
They want it.
Brent wants the horn.
But I can't. I'm told I'm not allowed to hit the button. She told me. She told me I can't hit the button.
He can. You know what? I'm sure he can go to YouTube. He can look it up and he can listen to the horn ad nauseum. He has. You know what? Actually, in Fortnite, he has a horn emoticon.
It doesn't matter. Fine. Guess what? I'm lifting the foot up. I'm gonna hit the button right now. You ready? Y'all ready?
And don't forget to use the creator code Rock and Sock.
Ding.
Let's go to break.
When we come back,
I'm a troll.
You know, there is another sounder he could play, Brent. There is another one that you've made for us that he could play. I'm just saying, we may have to play that when we come back.
I just played it. That was the sound.
No, the other one.
Oh, you talk about the sheet. Oh.
Do you have that queued up anywhere?
No.
Okay, alright, well you may have to queue that up. Anyway, we're going to take our first and I believe only break of the evening, yes. And when we come back, we are going to be talking all about SmackDown. And we are talking about Kofi Mania and
brother.
What's going on with that.
Running wild, brother!
So, you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and we'll be right back. Hey y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram, instagram.com/rackradioshow.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR Live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free.
The Rack Extra gets a little Bella in the form of Total Bellas. Join us each week as we review the latest happenings going on in the world of the Bellas.
I feel like I'm trapped, like
you're trapped.
Living in a padded cell.
Check out The Rack Extra, Total Bellas Weekly at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
every Monday night. Get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
I didn't just make headlines last night. I turned the WWE Universe upside down.
To the shocking moments.
The last time you and I together, we were in Brooklyn on Monday Night Raw. It was me, you, Rusev. Remember that? That was an amazing night. And then remember, you came to my hotel room and surprised me that night. Yeah, that was crazy. Remember that? And you told me you didn't want to be with Rusev anymore. You said he was big, he was hairy, he smelled like rotten testicles. And we did those special exercises. You showed me how to do the one-legged Russian vacuum. Yes! Remember I showed you how to do the Wisconsin wheelbarrow? Hey, we were just talking about you, kinda. You guys still together? I heard you broke up.
We're actually engaged to be married.
You engaged to be married? Mazel! That's fantastic news! You got a hell of a woman here. She's flexible as all hell. Whoa! I mean, it's amazing!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
My name is Bo, and I'm here to say Flo Rida's disrespectful in a major way. You sucker punched my friend in WrestleMania 28, but I'd be upset too if I was named after this awful stain.
Oh, you got it.
You need to channel your negativity in a more productive manner. You hold an ace high, but I have a full house. Like, my name is Danny Tanner.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
This is the Godfather of Extreme, Rob Parks. Tune in every Saturday, midnight-ish, for CB Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with the Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Did you know you can use support a creator code, Rock and Sock, in the Fortnite item shop? That's RockNSock in the Fortnite item shop.
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett, the king of the mountain and founder of Global Force Wrestling. And you're listening to Rack Radio Show.
You know,
SOS,
I hear them shouting,
SOS,
I hear them crying.
Welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at WildTalkRadio.com, RockRadioShow.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. This is where I would plug other things, but I don't have other things to plug, so we are just going to, you know, like, jump right into other things. And I have not heard that song in forever,
I had to dust it off. It's Kofi Mania night. I had to dust it off.
I mean, my God, I think I completely forgot about that theme. What it even sounded like. It's been that long since I've heard it.
It's been a hot minute that we haven't heard that song, but hey.
I mean, you know, ever since A New Day dawned for Kofi, it's just...
There was no SOS needed.
He didn't need an SOS anymore, you know. Xavier and Big E came and picked him up, and he's been on a roll ever since. But we will get into Kofi Mania here in a minute, but first, we have to do Tweet of the Week.
Shag, hump, insert, erect, lick, dick, shield.
Well, I
used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
Love you, Brent.
You're
we don't give you, you, if you, if we don't give you crap, then what is the point? I mean, honestly,
she asked for it, so I played it. I mean, that's the name of the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tweet time.
Tweet time. All right. Brie Larson, Captain Marvel herself. Dracia Rannick. I hope I said your name right. I'm sorry if I didn't. Since Captain Marvel star Brie Larson credited Sailor Moon as a role model, I had to draw her like this. And basically, it's Captain Marvel as a Sailor Scout. And Brie Larson's like, this. And then she replies, she tags the Captain Marvel Twitter in it and goes, I need this costume in real life. Somebody get this woman a Sailor Scout costume. She needs it. She really, really, really goddamn needs it in her life right now.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on. Allison Robicelli, which if you don't know who she is, she's the author of the brand new WWE cookbook. And hey, we did a review of that. You can check that out. WildTalkRadio.com, RecRadio.com, and I believe on our YouTube as well, which is Rec Radio Show. So please go check it out. It's punny as hell. It's highly enjoyable. But yes, Miss Robicelli discovered something while writing this cookbook, and she had a tweet about it, because she said, I'm currently writing the official WWE cookbook, seriously, and just wanted to take a moment to reflect upon and be grateful for how ridiculously hot Roman Reigns is. Don't blame her.
Okay.
This ties to SmackDown a little bit later, but Luke Harper tweets out, so do I get the masks? Because he's building a massive, massive comeback. And Luke was quite active on Twitter.
Yeah.
This week.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
So NXT tweeted out, hey, Dana Brooke, Sheamus, Cesaro, Luke Harper, and Fandango. What are you guys up to on Wednesday nights? First of all, I'm down. Second of all, Luke Harper replies, does Walter work there? Because that's what we all need in our life, is Luke Harper versus Walter.
Is that the only thing you got from that?
From that particular thread, yes. I have more.
But can I read? There's one reply to that I need to read.
Okay, you read it.
Prince Pretty. Gorgeous. I had watched that, but I'm on Fire Pro World. Breeze and Luke Harper have an interesting relationship on Twitter.
They do.
Harper wants none of Breeze.
And Breeze wants all of Harper.
Yep, that's the thing.
So, Captain Falstaff tweets Prince Pretty, speaking of, just picked up WWE Albany, New York tickets for Raw. Just met Perfect 10 this past weekend, and I'm going for a Sweets hat trick. I'm gorgeous, I'm coming for you, and that other dumb idiot, a.k.a. Baron Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
And Gorgeous replies, I wrestle strictly at Access. He's all exclusive like.
He is. He's very exclusive.
Ninja Boy 67 tweets Prince Pretty and goes, how can you call him Shook, referring to Luke Harper? I know you're cool and everything, but try having a match against Luke Harper. He's really strong and pretty hard to win against. Tyler replies, I've wrestled him tons. Lots of losses for me.
Mm-hmm.
Luke then tweets out, please leave me alone. Tyler just laughs. Luke also tweets out, can anyone explain to me the usage and functionality of hexagon weight plates at all LA Fitness gym locations? Tyler replies, so your weights don't roll away. They had a whole back and forth. Luke was like, please go away. Tyler was just, no. And the tweet is unavailable, but basically Prince Pretty put out there, no thank you, the Sweets demand harps. They want them some Luke Harper. I think
do.
We all want us some Luke Harper, but sadly they won't put him on TV.
Not yet.
That's all I have.
It's my turn. Let's see, where to begin? So, there's a photo put out, an animated photo, or a picture put out of Lupo and Ninja and Tim and PJ, you know, animated. And Ninja really liked the photo, and Dr. Lupo goes, I noticed they stuck you with the store because you were trash with all the guns in the game. LOL, true to life. Ninja replied, oh, look at me, my name's Dr. Lupo, I know how to snipe, look at my snipes. Psh, I remember when you used to get kills with other weapons, the real Lupo. Their friendship is weird.
I love their friendship so much.
Fontaine goes, Drew McIntyre is the first person to hit a winning kick in Chicago this year.
Ouch. There were so many shots taken at the Bears. So many, I mean, granted, very well-deserved shots taken at the Bears, but there were some shots taken.
The WWE Universe Twitter tweets EC3 a very happy birthday. He goes, thanks. Catering was delicious. Oh, Ethan.
Please do something with that man. Please.
Yeah. Charlotte tweets, Miss WrestleMania. Becky replies, we all wish you would.
Bless. Becky's like next level. Oh, God.
WWE dad jokes.
Oh, no.
Beth Phoenix takes a long time to deliver a promo, but delivery is much faster with Glamazon Prime.
Oh, can you just go to the corner for that?
And finally, the NHL Twitter tweets, over 500 players took part in the poll, and they named Gritty the mascot of the year in a landslide.
Well, he did streak.
Gritty tweets, roses are red. The rumors are true. Hashtag 29 NHL mascots. I'm better than yous. It's Gritty, y'all. It's Gritty.
He's total Philadelphia.
SmackDown time.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
So, the show opened with Miz coming out, talking about his career, talking about what he's done for the last 10 years and how much he's sacrificed for everything. He hasn't taken any shortcut, but he, you know, garnered the respect of his father. That's all he really ever wanted. And Shane helped him get that. Miz said people warned him about Shane when they were first becoming tag team partners because he was different behind the scenes, but he didn't listen. And then Shane attacked me in front of my 68-year-old father, then put his hands on my father. He called Shane vile and disgusting human being, and he was rotten to the core just like his old man. Miz said he wasn't born the best in the world, he was born the worst. He told Vince and Shane they might own the company, but they don't own him. And they don't own Kofi Kingston either. Miz said he wasn't born rich. He was born in Cleveland, is destined to flip burgers and struggle through life. But he didn't take that as a prophecy. He picked himself up and made himself into the most must-see WWE champion in WWE history. He went on to say he wasn't given love by his father, but he had to earn it. He wasn't given respect in the WWE, but he's had to earn it. And he said, I think by now I've earned your respect, and the fans went crazy for him. He's a success story. He's something people can be proud of. He told Shane McMahon that he's earned something, and that's an ass-whipping from him at WrestleMania.
This is a really powerful, strong promo.
Yeah.
As only The Miz can do.
He's awesome at it. He's awesome at it. Really good promo. Really worked well. As promised from on Monday Night Raw, the Boston Hunt Connection showed up on SmackDown Live to take on the Iconics. We had Lacey Evans in this matchup. But the Iconics picked up the win.
Which makes me so happy.
A little shenanigans, but they picked up the win. And most likely now, probably be in the match at WrestleMania.
Good.
For the championship.
Good, 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 good. Because it makes me really sad that they have done very little with the Iconics in such a long time.
Mm-hmm. Coming off his pole and joining us on SmackDown Live was Dominic. He was there with his father, Rey Mysterio, who had a big announcement.
Wait, no.
What?
Are we sure that Rey is Dominic's father? As I recall, he wasn't.
I mean, his current father, the man who's taken care of him for a while, his supposed father, can we go with supposed father?
Sure.
He was there with his supposed son, Dominic, was Rey Mysterio, to announce that he's going to be fighting for the U.S. title against Samoa Joe at WrestleMania.
Okay. All right.
Dominic's big. He's a big boy.
Dominic's tall.
He's a big boy. We had the KO show. Kevin Owens, new graphics, new everything. He even wore a tie for the occasion.
Very classy.
Very classy. He had Charlotte and Becky on the show. He brought up some comments. He read off his cue cards. He, poked fun at, the situation. And sort of just said, hey, you know what you guys should do? You should fight. Because fight Owens, fight. And he's like, fight Becky, fight. And they ended up fighting.
Okay, no.
What?
So.
That's
what happened, but you missed the complete best part of this entire exchange.
Oh, yeah.
So, they're talking, right? And Kevin asks Charlotte a question, and Charlotte answers the question, and she basically says that she's gonna kick Becky's ass at Mania. That's essentially what she says. Becky smiles. Kevin gets up and says, Becky, now wait, before you respond, just hold on a second, promptly steps out of the ring, looks at Becky, and goes, essentially, proceed, where Becky starts punching the crap out of Charlotte. Kevin just puts the mic down and walks away and just lets this all happen. He's like, wait, I'm not getting in the middle of this, so wait, go. It was perfect. It was so perfect. It was awesome.
So Daniel Bryan cut a promo about Kofi Kingston being the B-plus player that he is, and he belonged with the Bootios and the Pancakes, but not in the main event of WrestleMania.
And I like how Daniel Bryan delivers that line, B-plus player, with all the malice that he can.
Mm-hmm.
Just the cold malice that he can. It's pretty good.
So, tonight's the night. Kofi Kingston has to go through the gauntlet to go on to WrestleMania. He has to defeat 5 men.
Which he does, by the way.
He defeats.
Dude is tired as hell at the end, but he does.
He defeated Sheamus. He defeated Cesaro. He won via disqualification when Rowan got disqualified. He beat Samoa Joe.
He was a little stunned.
He beat the Viper Randy Orton.
Which we were all very happy about.
He had the locker room cheering him on. Nikki Cross, Ricochet, the Usos, there, New Day. They were all cheering him on backstage. Woods and Big E run out and celebrate. Then Vince McMahon comes out onto the stage. Because I told Lindsay when we were watching this, there's like 7 minutes to go. There's a catch coming.
Yep, there always is.
Vince McMahon came out and said, congrats, Kofi. And he's going to WrestleMania. If he could defeat one last man.
Woods and Big E are pissed. Everybody's pissed.
They are told they must leave the premises or he would forfeit the opportunity. Daniel Bryan comes down to the ring. Daniel Bryan defeats Kofi Kingston.
The internet implodes.
The internet was mad.
Oh, the internet was so mad.
The internet's mad. There's been outrage. There's been a lot of talk of, they're holding this man down. How dare they do this to Kofi Kingston? And this is where we lead into our discussion of Kofi Mania.
By the way, I just want to mention real quick before we go into the discussion that part of what they did that was really funny throughout the match or series of matches for Kofi was they had it start with just Woods and E watching him backstage, and then they would cut back, and then the Usos were there. They showed up with a plate of pancakes. They were all sharing pancakes, and then they would cut back again, and more people would be there, and more people would be there until you pretty much had the entire locker room at the end, like cheering Kofi on. And they also had like AJ and Kevin and, oh God, who was the third one? Put Kofi over throughout the night.
It was AJ and Kevin. Those were the two that I remember off the top of my head.
There was a third one, but I don't remember who it was who said it. But they were all putting Kofi... It was Mustafa, I think, that did it. That they were all putting Kofi over throughout the night. So they did a really beautiful job telling the story leading up to...
Miz was the other one.
That's right, it was Miz. But Mustafa put him over on Twitter. Leading up to this moment, this exact moment where Vince McMahon screws Kofi Kingston. And yeah, that's where I'm going to let you take back over.
So the internet, being the internet, has varying opinions about certain things and how certain things are being handled. How Kofi Mania is being handled. To say that we go to a different world on the internet these days with social media is quite an understatement. Best way to say it. We use some terminology that people may not understand. And people really don't get the meaning behind. There's no reason to ever go in that direction because sometimes it just doesn't matter. This is professional wrestling. Sometimes you leave the other stuff out of professional wrestling. And here we are with an internet outrage. Who's going to be in the main event of WrestleMania? Is it going to be Kofi Kingston? The answer is probably yes. And the way they get there, maybe something where the New Day quits. Chat was asking, how are they going to get him in there? New Day may protest. They may put their jobs on the line. Kofi may have to beat his brothers to get in. Daniel Bryan's not going to put him in the main event. Daniel Bryan doesn't want him in the main event. He doesn't believe he can get in the main event. We're in this situation. Kofi Kingston has an opportunity. Is he being held down by the man? Kind of, but not really. He's just being thrown curveballs. And it's up to him to figure out ways to survive those curveballs, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because this is almost the exact same storyline that they ran with Daniel Bryan, with the same level of curveballs. They're just doing a little bit more sped up version of it, where you had more of a groundswell for Daniel Bryan initially, and they grew it and grew it and grew it into kind of a fever pitch, and that's how the Yes Movement started. And you had Daniel Bryan take over Raw, and you had Daniel Bryan do other things to sort of subvert the authority a little bit and get his voice heard. You're not necessarily having Kofi do that. You're having Kofi more play more by the rules. that are laid out before him. So he's trying to play the game based on the rules that he knows, and he's not going outside of those rules. And that's part of the problem, is he is trying to play their game by their rules, not by his rules. Mm-hmm. But that's who he is. I can see where some of the connotations that are being put out there could be perceived just based on certain factors, but they've never come out and said it, so I don't quite know what to think about that. I have to kind of sort of let people form their own opinion and go from there. But I do like the story that they're telling with Kofi. My only thing is I halfway wish that they had done the feel good moment at the end of SmackDown, that you have Vince McMahon, or you have Kofi celebrating, and that's the closing shot, is Kofi is celebrating. Kofi has beaten 5 people to get into the main event of WrestleMania after 11 years. That's the feel good moment. And then you go to SmackDown the next week and you open SmackDown with Vince McMahon, and Vince goes, well, you know, yeah, you won, but I'm just still not convinced. I need you to beat one more. I need you to beat a few more people. And then that's when you throw in the curveball of either he has to fight Woods and Big E, or he has to fight, you know, X person here, X person there. I would not have had him come out and face Daniel Bryan and had Daniel Bryan beat him at this point. They need to be kind of kept apart. But it's going to be interesting to see what they do with Kofi and how they get him there, because I think we all realize at this point Kofi is pointed at the main event of WrestleMania. That has been sort of the speculation for a while, is who is going to face Daniel Bryan. And I think they realize that at where Kofi was at in his career, not that he was in a bad place, but he's in a group, and New Day has sort of like been on the decline a little bit because they were super hot for a while. They're still very hot, but you know, they're kind of on a downturn. They're sort of taking their foot off the gas with New Day a little bit, giving them a small break. That putting Kofi in the main event of WrestleMania for the WWE Championship, or I should say the SmackDown title, with Daniel Bryan, that's not going to be a marquee match. That's not an offense to Kofi. That's just where he is position-wise in the company. That's not a marquee match. If you want a comparison, because it's not really an apt comparison, but if you want a comparison, Kurt Angle, Baron Corbin. Okay? That's kind of where this was at. And so it was like, okay, all right, we have to get Kofi to a place where people are going to want this match, where people are going to beg for it, they're going to plead for it, they're going to scream for it. And that's what they're doing right now. And everything that they're doing is working. May not be to the best advantage, may not be to the worst advantage, but it's working, because everybody is a buzz about this. Everybody is a buzz about Kofi. And we've kind of seen this before when Kofi beat Randy Orton all those years ago.
11 years ago.
11 years ago, Kofi Kingston beats Randy Orton. And for a second, everybody's like, oh my God, is he going to go for the title? Because he beat Randy Orton. That's what that, you know, kind of meant, was he beat Randy Orton, and nothing ever came of it. And that's always kind of been the sticking point as well. But Kofi's really good. Kofi should be in a better position because he's absolutely deserving of it. You know, and you can list off all of his accomplishments, but he's stuck here because of whatever reason. So I'm curious to see what they do to get him in the main event of WrestleMania. And I almost want the one sympathetic McMahon. And what I mean by that is, in terms of the McMahons, there's always the black sheep McMahon. For a long time, it was Linda, who mm-hmm. was the nice one, in quotations, the nice one. You had Vince being a dick, you had Stephanie being her little bratty self, and then you had Hunter, who was Stephanie's bitch, essentially. So you had that group together, and they were screwing everybody over, and then Linda would always come in, and she would circumvent Vince, or she would cut Vince off, or she would, you know, veto Vince, essentially, and say, no, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this instead. I feel like that's what Kofi kind of needs, is he needs that level of ally in his corner without them, you know, directly doing anything for him, where it's like, you know what, hey, I'm going to give you another opportunity. But you have to be X and Y, or you have to be X. And if you can be X, then Vince doesn't really have a leg to stand on. Mm. Or somebody to help him basically fight that fight and play by a different set of rules. That's kind of what I see. The unfortunate thing about this is we just don't have the time to get there. Like, they could actually tell the full story like they did with Daniel Bryan over several months, but they just don't have that time, because Mania is in 2 weeks. You need a match in 2 weeks, so they just kind of got to hit the gas pedal on Kofi.
Yeah, and they're taking advantage of the situation. because we harp on them for not taking advantage of situations forever. But they're taking advantage of the Kofi Kingston thing. And that should be the biggest thing we take out of this, is what they could, here's what they could have done, and it really would have done no one anything good. 3 weeks ago, after Fastlane, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kofi Kingston's the number one contender. The crowd then has nothing to cheer for 4 weeks. Now, you have a story. You have this build-up. And they're going to pay it off probably next week, where he'll finally get into it and get his shot, and then they do the go-home to WrestleMania the following week. They're doing the story the right way. Knowing that is because everyone is fully invested in the story. Easy story. It's an easy story to get behind. Trust people so many care. Why? That's why there's all this outrage. It's because people care. And that's good. Can't say that a lot about the SmackDown, the Raw stuff. SmackDown. People care.
Well, I think Kofi, because Kofi has been around for 11 years, we've seen him go through multiple incarnations of his character. We've seen him struggle. We've seen him sort of be stuck in this place. And then he sort of got away from it with New Day. And he's been a part of New Day and, you know, good, bad, indifferent, whatever. And they've had tremendous success with it. And it was like, well, but Kofi never got to where he really could be. He had so much potential and yeah, he's great. And he's settled into a good spot. But I think people always want to see him do more. And so it's because we always get those fantastic moments at the Royal Rumble or whenever they do, you know, he also does something super crazy generally if it's a ladder match. So we know what he can do. We know what he's capable of. So to see him get an opportunity like this, even if it's completely accidental, because even Mustafa Ali said it, you know, him getting hurt was the worst thing that could ever happen to him because he missed the opportunity. But the fact that it has helped to essentially make Kofi Kingston completely on accident, but that's how it always happens, is worth it because somebody who is completely deserving is getting the shot. And I think this is, I think WWE did try a little bit to push it down initially because this was not the plan. This is not what they wanted. We saw that at Fastlane when they did the three-way and they did not put Kofi in the match for the title. They put Mustafa Ali in there and they essentially Rey Mysterio'd Mustafa Ali and the people wanted Kofi, and that's who they want. And that was their gauge to see for, you know, firsthand, the people want Kofi. They want the match with Brian and Kofi, and that's a great litmus test, and that means that they can hit the gas pedal on this story full bore. Mm-hmm. And that's what they're doing.
And they're doing a great job with it.
Mm-hmm.
And give you a reason to tune in to SmackDown next week.
Will Kofi go to WrestleMania? I don't know.
Guess we'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah, and we will talk more about this, especially when we have all the facts in our WrestleMania preview in 2 weeks. But there's so much going on with this that figured have to talk about it now. You know, you have to, right?
Yep.
So, but I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Coming up next, Fortnite with Friends, live right here at twitch.tv/WTRLive, Saturday night, midnight-ish. It is CBRadio, CBRadio.com. GreaterThanGreatDebate.com. Sunday night, Russell Talk Radio should be on at 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, we'll be live with the Raw Post Show at 11 p.m. Eastern. As a reminder, we will not be live next Thursday. Tears shed. Don't fret. You'll still have us in your hearts. Because we're going to give you a show. Just not live. But that's okay. So you can download the show, listen anytime. Figure out what we're talking about. You can also check out the Rack Extra Reviews. Total Bellas, Season 4, Episode 9, now available. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews. WWE's Greatest Rivalries, now available at RackRadioShow.com. Check out the Rack Extra Reviews. The WWE Official Cookbook, now available at WildTalkRadio.com and RackRadioShow.com. You can get us on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Podcast by searching the Rack Radio Show. It's Rack Radio Show on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. As always, you can use creator code ROCKETSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. It's the thing. You see? Use the code. Do it. Do it. Follow us on Twitch. Subscribe on Twitch. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on the social medias, or at least most of them, at Lins Ward, LANSWARD, or LANSMISAMARY, WARD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Everybody sit tight And maybe check out our very fine sponsor while you wait for us to gather up the gang for Fortnite with friends. That's MBGFilms, youtube.com/MBG1211. But for right now, we're out. We'll be back in a few minutes. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.